When we were first told to go ahead and write our belief statements, I was lost. How could I condense everything I believed into a 3-minute monologue? I kept waiting week after week for a rubric or an example, but that's the thing about being a UE. You aren't handed a distinct template or an explanation. You aren't told what to believe and how to act or how to worship. You have to learn how to define it for yourself because no one else sees it the way you do. I think all forms of life, humans, animals, even plants, are all on the same level. None of us could exist without the other. Animals need plants for food and oxygen, while plants need us for carbon and to keep rival species in check. In fact, the whole kingdom is a huge system of checks and balances, instrumented by Mother Nature herself. In this way, I believe everything, even the smallest action, can cause something else to happen. An entire life can be altered by one tiny decision. All in all, these two beliefs center our connections. That's why I believe in the interconnectedness of all living things, no matter how far apart or how different you might believe you are, and the importance of respecting and honoring that connection. Secondly, are my beliefs on life and death. I believe in reincarnation and not destiny or fate per se, but purpose. I think we can make our own lives free of predestination, but I do believe we're put on earth to learn a different specific lesson in each lifetime. For me, that explains why people are born with certain advantages and disadvantages, why some people are beautiful while some aren't, why some people are rich and some are poor. With each lifetime and each situation, we are poised to learn something new. Lastly, are my beliefs in the human race. The one principle I always refer back to, and the one I defend to the very end and hold above all others, is tolerance. Tolerance and open-mindedness are the basis, I believe, to the perfect world everyone always talks about. I've heard many people say that the world would be much better off without religion, but I disagree. Religion offers so much. It gives people hope, something to believe in, a way to live. It can help guide people, bring them together, and give them a sense of meaning. The problem is closed-mindedness. People refusing to accept an idea different from their own. If people could learn to live with their own separate beliefs, the world would be a much better place. So that's it. I believe in connectedness, I believe in purpose, I believe in tolerance. And although I know my credo is subject to change, here and now, this I believe.